Let me talk about do this stuff without falling all over myself. Turn to the book of Daniel. I'm going to say my text is Daniel 5:27, weighed in the balances and found wanting. O thou King, the Most High God, gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would he slew, whom he would he kept alive, whom he would he set up, whom he would he put down. But his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride. And he was deposed from his kingly throne. And they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts. And his dwelling was with the wild asses. And they fed him with grass like the oven, like the oxen. And the body was wet with dew of heaven. Till he knew, how long did he have to go? Till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men. And that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart. And though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know.
That's right.
And the God in whose hand thy breath is,
amen,
and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Wow. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old, young man, 62. Let's have another little word of prayer, okay? Lord, we just pray that you would bless your word today, that all of us would find something from your word to be blessed in. And Lord, you'd draw near to us. If there's one lost soul sitting in the sound of my voice, I pray that you especially convict them, that they might know that they can be saved and have their sins forgiven and be go with you to eternity in heaven. And God, we just pray that you would bless this time. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My father was 2 months old when his dad died. He never had a dad. And his mother was a very strong woman. She never remarried. And she had 5 children. She had an older son, 11 years old, and the youngest son was 2 months old. And she had 3 daughters in between. And she lived on the farm. I don't know that she ever worked out by working other than the farm. And she was a very strong Christian. And she took care of me a lot of times up until I was 5 when we moved to San Antonio, moved away from the farm. She loved to tell Bible stories. And Daniel was one of the beautiful books that she knew anything about. And she would tell the stories. And sometimes she would make them up and make them sound better than they thought. She said, Shadrach, Meshach, and under the bed we go. I don't know whether you know, the farmhouse that I was born in was the same one that my dad was born in. But we didn't have any heat. There was a fireplace in the living room, and that's all the heat that you had in the house. And my grandmother would heat bricks in the fireplace, wrap a towel around them, and put them in the bottom of the bed. And you slide through those icy sheets and put your foot on that warm brick. They burned a few houses down that way. Just wanted you to know. But she was always telling me Bible stories. She was a very strong Christian. She never remarried, and she didn't work anything but her farm. And bless her heart, she loved the great stories of the Bible. So I got my beginnings with my grandmother telling me Bible stories and adding different things to them and whatever. And she was a very sweet Christian, lived into her 70s. And bless your heart, I love Daniel. That's a great book. How long has it been since you read Daniel? Maybe it's been too long. Read it. I tell you, there, God Almighty is moving. And you have absolutely the history of the world between Daniel and Revelation. You got it all. You need to study that. That's pretty good. I've always been sort of curious. It didn't seem like very many sons of kings made very good kings. Lots of them didn't get things. They think a lot like Solomon's son. They said, you know, Solomon's had high taxes, and why don't you give the people a break? And no, my thumb will be thicker than my dad, you know, whatever. And the kingdom was taken away from him. And a whole lot of them were pretty stupid. Now, we have here Belshazzar. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the head of gold on that statue that's in Daniel. That's the greatest Gentile kingdom in the world. It diminishes as it comes down, silver, down to finally at the bottom, just clay and iron. And that would be the Roman Empire, probably. And then you have the great rock carved out of the mountain. That's Christ. Christ's kingdom comes down and breaks them all up. As you look through those things like that, you get a picture that God is putting people in charge of things, and he's doing it. Then it's not really they were so great. It's that they were in the hands of God to do what God wanted to do. And that's where we are. Now, God gave Nebuchadnezzar. Notice that thing? God gave Nebuchadnezzar. Here's the greatest king. This great big king. He controlled most of the world as far as the civilized world. And he finally went crazy. Can you imagine him out eating grass? I didn't think you could keep us on grass, but I guess you could. But they had him for 7 times, it said. That's 7 years, maybe. I'm not sure about that. But 7 years of eating grass, the greatest king. Then he knew when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses, and they fed him with grass like oxen. Body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men.
Amen.
He got too smart for himself.
Yeah.
You ever get too smart for yourself?
Amen.
Yeah. My mouth is my biggest problem.
Amen.
I think yours is your biggest problem too. Most
Amen.
Of you.
Amen.
I should just wait a little longer before I give my advice or my opinion. Boy, y'all are quiet today.
Amen.
Belshazzar has taken over the kingdom. He's the young one. He's the son and grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. And He decided to do something really neat. He brought 1,000 of his government officials all over the world. Brought them there. And he went in where Nebuchadnezzar had his jewelry and his riches. And in there were the instruments of the Jewish temple, made out of gold and silver and whatever, very, very valuable. And he took these things and said, we're going to drink wine. And look at verse 23, about the middle of it. Hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God of, in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. He brought Daniel in, and that's what Daniel told the king. Now, he was wondering, why is it we want to do things like that? Is it testosterone? You girls have any? I know what all gets boys all in trouble. All the time. Boys are in trouble. Isn't that right? I had a lot more trouble with my boys than I ever had with my girls. Ladies, I like ladies. Somehow we want to do something. I did some very stupid things in my life simply because I wanted to do something. Well, Belshazzar decides, man, we got these golden cups in here and nobody's using them. I'm going to take them out for the party. And think about what he's praising. In verse 23, praise the gods, silver, gold, brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, thou hast not glorified. He thought that's nothing. He thought the God that had these utensils was just like his gods that he had. I'm not worried about a little God made out of rock. Are you? I'm not worried about a little statue of plastic on my dash. I serve a God that made this universe. I'm not over being fascinated with this universe. The more I hear about it, the more I learn, the more impressed I am. 87 years old, I never thought I'd live this long. But there's a battle going on in my bloodstream. When little things attack me, my blood just automatically goes after them. And it puts all out what it needs and it fights a little war right down in my bloodstream.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to you.
Amen.
Wow. Have you ever thought about how the trees have to be male and female? If you don't have the both, you don't get any fruit.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
How important are the bees and the butterflies?
Yeah.
They go for, to take pollen from one to the other and whatever. Wow. And that universe out there, we used to think it was so big. And then it was so much bigger. And now then, they're flabbergasted.
Yes.
Hugeness of the whole universe. And God made that.
Amen.
My Bible says he spoke it into existence. Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
We serve a great big God.
Amen.
You know why I'm 87 years old? Because God willed it.
Right.
Amen.
Did you happen to see Dick Van Dyke in a 98 years old celebration? That sucker's still kicking up and dancing. It's amazing. God is great.
Amen.
I'm impressed with His mind.
Amen.
I don't have an idea what we're going to be doing in heaven, but I don't think we're going to be sitting on a cloud playing a harp.
Right.
What God put into you was an ability to create. And you might create it in the cooking. You might create it in building a pulpit like this. But you'll be creating. I think we're going to be creating throughout eternity.
Yes.
What is the greatest pleasure of a man that works in wood? Working in wood. He works in wood. He builds furniture. I don't know what he does after he finishes his house. I guess he'd have to find furniture and give it to somebody else, you know. God's got us where we're not satisfied unless we're reaching out, unless we're doing something, unless we're accomplishing something. I'm pre-television. I read books. My daddy didn't get a television until I was 16 years old. I was already dating Verlene. And driving a car and dating my wife. Wow. It's been a wonderful life. I've enjoyed seeing the Grand Canyon and Niagara Falls and the caves and all sorts of stuff. I enjoyed having five kids and then a bunch of grandkids and then great grandkids. I got a bunch of them too. Hey, they're a lot of fun. I can send them home. It's like with my own, I had to work with them. With my grandkids and great-grandkids, I don't have to work with them. I just have to call my kids and say, it's your job, take it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful life? I've had a wonderful life. I'm telling you about my grandmother and how she heated bricks because those sheets were like ice. That little house sitting on the side of a river. Wow. I've got a heated house.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't even have to start the fire.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Automatically. Automatically. It holds it at 80 degrees right where I want it. I've got a good bed. I got a car I can drive. Wow.
Amen.
They renewed my driver's license. I thought they were going to take me out and make one of the policemen ride with me to see if I could hit the pedals right. But they didn't. They just looked at me, talked to me a little bit, and then just signed over for two more years. I don't know why they didn't give me 6 years. I guess they didn't think I was going to live that long. Belshazzar really wants to do something sort of nasty. He wants to do something that's just sort of bold.
Yeah.
So he takes these religious cups, and he's got a bunch of wives and a bunch of concubines, which were just, they were a legal wife, actually, but they simply didn't have the higher status. And they all drink wine and having a party. Wow, that's party. And all of a sudden, when it's about half drunk, a hand, just a hand, not even an arm, a hand starts writing, looks like in blood, on the wall. Everybody's looking around. Where are my wise men? What is this saying? Meeny, meeny, tickle, you farcin. What in the world is that? And a hand. There's no body to that hand. There's a hand writing on the wall. Man, my knees would have been knocking together. His were too. His mother told him about Daniel. He can do it for you. So he sent and waited for Daniel. And he made the promises to Daniel, I'm going to make you the third ruler in the kingdom. We're going to put a gold chain around your neck. Man, you're going to be somebody if you can handle this right here. Well, no problem at all. Daniel could handle it. Meaning, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. He's not worried about being the third ruler in this kingdom. It's gone. It's gone. Meaning, Tekel, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, the kingdom is divided, given to the Medes and the Persians. Wow. Weighed in the balances. You know what that is? You got a little cup on each side and a little rod, and you put a little weight on one side and then you fill the other up with whatever until it comes equal. You weighed. Did you ever think that God's going to weigh you?
Right.
He weighed Belshazzar.
Yeah.
And you know what he said about him? He didn't weigh enough. He wasn't much. He wasn't what he thought he was. He was a big king. I'll make you the third ruler. I'll put gold around your neck. Daniel could read the letters right off of it. I think it's actually Hebrew. I'm not sure. I read it somewhere. Daniel knew what those words meant when he walked into the place.
Amen.
What kind of a promise will he worry about, Belshazzar? None, because he's not going to be around anymore.
Yeah.
It's really one of the great takeovers of a empire for another empire. They dammed up the river, went in under the bridge, the wall where the river went through. Belshazzar was slain that night. Now he was praising the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. I don't even understand why today people can be worried about little things like that.
Yeah.
Now, I was a missionary in Guatemala for a while, 3 years. And I used to travel. I walked into climbed volcanoes and did a lot of climbing on a lot of hills. It's a very hilly country. And the boys were young with me. We would go out and we'd climb them. And I would go by and there'd be a little rock place. And you'd find a chicken leg there. Or you'd find something else, maybe some type of food. And that's what those Indians were doing. They were worshiping some god.
Yeah.
They were trying to appease some god. They're trying to get help from some god. I'm not really worried about that kind of a god.
Right. Amen.
The God I know, according to what this Bible says and all that I've experienced in my 87 years, He knows everything about me.
Amen.
He knows what I need before I know it. And He loves me.
Amen.
Now they went through all this thing and they drank, I don't know how much wine, and they told jokes probably. Created a real atmosphere of fun and games. And the gods they were praising couldn't help them.
Right.
Couldn't help them. Whether it was of silver or gold or brass or iron or wood or stone, they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, and they couldn't know. Wow. And the God in whom you get breath. This God has your life in your hands. This God is the reason why your grandfather or father was the biggest king in the world. God did that. Wasn't so much that Nebuchadnezzar was such a great fellow. God did that.
Amen.
You know, God is setting things up and putting things down all around the world right now.
Amen.
He's been doing it a long time. You don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. But he's doing it. That seems to me the one you want to talk to.
Amen.
That seems to be the one that might be able to answer your problem.
Amen.
Wow, that could be the one that could set you up or put you down.
Yeah, amen.
You ought to want to do what he wants you to do.
Amen.
Something else. The God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Belshazzar had a time. He didn't have long to think about it because he was slain that night. His kingdom was divided up. He was dead. Everything was gone. And all that time that he spent drinking those, in those goblets, whatever, he never talked to the God that has held his life in his hands.
Yeah.
And he praised those gods. Now, I don't know. Maybe our gold and silver and our houses and our cars or our guns and our glasses or other stuff that we put value to. Maybe we do too much of it.
Amen.
Probably we're very covetous people.
Amen.
And I the Ten Commandments. Have you ever read the Ten Commandments?
Amen.
You ought to read it because it might bring some conviction.
Amen.
When I read the Ten Commandments, you know what I thought? I miss it.
Right.
I'm not making it.
Yeah. Amen.
How can I do that? It looked like it was about too much. I can't do it without getting missing some.
Yeah.
Wow. Now the commandments that God gave to the Jewish people through Moses, what we call the law, that was tough enough.
Amen.
Have you read what Jesus said?
Yeah.
Jesus said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And what were the two commandments? Now the Ten Commandments are negative. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. The two commandments that Jesus gives are positive.
Yeah.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. Can you fulfill that? Man, I had a lot of love for Verlene. I tell you what, boy, when she was about 16, she was a knockout. And she's one of the smartest kids in school. She did all my typing for years. It was wonderful. How much of my love for Verlene I'm not supposed to have is all go to God? Hey, I actually had a slow son. And 7 days before he made 1 year, I'm in the middle of the night looking down on him. I cussed and drank and smoked, fought. I had a dad that didn't have a dad, but he was the best dad possible for me. Wow. I thought about my dad. He didn't cuss. He didn't run around. He didn't drink. One of my uncles would come. He'd be drunk. They wore khakis in those days. They didn't wear jeans, they wore khakis. And there'd be a fifth of liquor inside his khakis. And my dad would sit him down on the couch, talk to him like he was an honored guest. Wouldn't be a little while, and my Uncle Pete, he's over. Dad would lay him down on the couch, pick his feet up, take the bottle out and go pour it all out. Next morning, Pete would be gone. They were best of friends. Had a great dad. And it's just like it happened yesterday. I could see that I was not near as good as my own dad. And I thought, what is going to happen to my son? If he grows up in proportion to me as I did to my dad, he's going to be the devil himself. That made me repent. I started confessing my sins. Spent 2.5 hours in doing what they call, Pentecostals call, praying through. I don't know what, but I got through. I didn't know enough to say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I started confessing them. Lord, forgive me for this, forgive me for that, and all that I can remember, and whatever. Wow. Changed my life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I smoked since I was 5. I quit in one day. Well, it was 3 months of hell, nearly. But I've made it. I quit drinking.
Hallelujah.
I quit cussing.
Amen.
I actually quit gambling. I had a time of repentance. And it was thinking about what am I doing? Now what Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, everything that you've got. If you love your father and mother more than you love God, why you're a sinner. Man, I've got 5 kids and a bunch of grandkids and great grandkids. My love is spread out a whole way. I can't complete that. What does that make me? A sinner.
Yeah.
A sinner. What does that make you? It makes you a sinner.
Amen.
I've had people tell me, oh, I love the Lord my God with all my heart. And I thought, I hope you do. I wish I did. I know I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of places to spare a little bit of love, you know?
Right.
Wow. God changed my life. He changed my life.
Amen.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Amen.
Somebody in here today or listening might need a change in your life. You know what you need? You need Jesus.
Amen.
Because you can't fulfill that other one either.
Amen.
I was raised on the south side of San Antonio from the time I was 5. I tell you what, I fought a lot. And when I walked out of an elevator or somewhere, I was looking to see if there was any danger there. What do you think of when danger comes up in front of you? You thinking about God then? No. You're thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
Or you're thinking about your wife. Or you're thinking about your child. How do I get out of this? How can I protect us? We live in a violent world. We got a bunch of little wars. And one of these idiots is going to turn loose with an atomic bomb. And we're going to be gone, man.
Amen.
You know what? Let it come.
Amen. Yeah.
I got a reservation.
Amen.
I'm going to heaven and my sins are forgiven. Why are they forgiven? Because I'm such a good guy? Because I preached the gospel for 66 or 7 years? No. Because Jesus paid my debt.
Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Those poor Jews working so hard to try to keep the law and all sorts of different things. When all they had to do was take Christ as their Savior.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do.
Thank you, Lord.
I used to wonder how God was going to split out which ones of us go to heaven, which ones go to hell. You know, am I closer to this or am I closer to that?
Yeah, right.
No, 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 no. He wants to give you His righteousness.
Amen.
So that when God looks at you in judgment, you have the credits of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's called imputed.
Amen.
Imputed righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't have any special righteousness.
Amen.
I'm a pretty sorry rascal at times.
Amen.
But when God looks at me, He sees Jesus' Amen. Righteousness.
Amen.
And my friend, if you're here and you're not saved, and you've been thinking about what can I do to get out of this world alive, that's all you need. You need Jesus.
Amen.
It's a gift. It is not a reward. Salvation is not a reward.
Amen.
Having eternal life is not a reward. It is a gift.
Amen.
The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Whosoever. Could you write your name in there?
Yes. Amen.
Whosoever? Yes, when I read that in the Bible, whosoever, I said, man, if Lyndall Kincaid shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved.
Amen.
Not he might be saved.
Right.
He shall be saved. Oh, man, give up on your own trying to keep the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
No, honestly, look at it. Live by it as best you can. It's an honest, good way to be. But take Jesus. In the book of Romans, it's a very clear book, chapter 1, verse 15, Paul says, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Wow. Is that a promise?
Yeah.
You know what faith is? Real simply, it's believing God's promise and banking on it. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Wow. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Amen.
In 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Mary is not a mediator. Peter is not a mediator. You can kiss his statue's toe, and it's made out of marble, and it's been, the big toe of that statue in Rome has been worn away by kisses. How many times has that big toe been kissed? Doesn't have a big toe anymore. Wow. There is one God, just one. Poor old Belshazzar, he was changing all these gods. He was bragging on all these gods. He was drinking wine to all these gods. There's just one God. And one mediator between God and men. Mary can't help you. Know that. Know that. St. James, Mary, none of them can help you.
Amen.
Your help comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One God, one mediator between God and men.
Amen.
If you don't go through Jesus, you don't get through.
Yeah.
Right.
If Jesus doesn't pay your debt, it'll never be paid.
Right.
You will pay it for eternity. Amen. Between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Salvation is a gift, my friend.
Amen.
You can have it today.
Thank you, Lord.
I have had a remarkable time for the last 67 or 8 years preaching the gospel and watching people get saved. That's worth everything. If you're here today and you're not saved, why don't you just lift your heart up right now and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are God. I believe you died in my place. Forgive me of my sin and save my soul.
Amen.
If you believe it, and if you do it sincerely, you don't have to do it 3 or 4 times.
Amen.
You don't have to do it every week. One time is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
God came to save your soul.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He had you in mind.
Amen.
When he saved me and sent me down this way.
Yes, sir.
And when he saved these other preachers and let them preach to you and talk to you. Wow. When I saw that God was searching for me, changed the whole thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Changed the whole thing. For God so loved the world. Wow, that's a beautiful verse in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Thank you, Lord.
That whosoever, wow. If Lyndall Kincaid, yes. You, can you put your name there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Put your name there. Claim it. Believe it.
Amen.
My job is simply to present the word. Your job is to believe.
Amen.
You can be saved and changed this day, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You can bow your head and submit your stubborn will to God and let him do with you as he pleases. Call upon him. Ask him. Or if not today, maybe tonight when you're in your bed, you start thinking about the gods of silver and gold and automobile and guns and all sorts of stuff. God, in the Bible, has devoted most of the scriptures in a doctrine to prayer. God is willing to hear you.
Amen.
The Bible's full of it. People getting their prayers answered. Believing what God said, stepping out by faith and saying, God, I believe you, and not changing. Wow. I couldn't get to the governor.
Right.
I would probably have a hard time getting to the mayor. But I can go to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that something? He's available. He never sleeps. He doesn't take a vacation. He's never too busy.
Amen.
He can handle your problem. Why don't you make up your mind to do one really good thing for yourself? Call on Jesus and ask him to forgive yourself, your soul, for all your sins. Save your soul and change your life and take you with him forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.